The economy's contracted by 0.6% in the third quarter. Declines were registered across a number of industries, chief amongst the laggards, the mining, transport, electricity and manufacturing sectors, while trade and government industries registered growth. The country's growth forecast has repeatedly been downgraded for this year and 2020 by the IMF, World Bank and more recently by the Reserve Bank too. Martin Ackerman, chief economist at Citadel, joins us to discuss what this print suggests about SA Inc's growth potential moving forward. Martin, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So, like I say, growth contracting 0.6% in the third quarter. How worried are you? Because it certainly raised a whole lot of concern that the economy may not grow at all in 2019. Mm.
Yeah, I think, you know, we can't really expect the economy to shoot out the lights. So it's been weaker than expected. But if you think about the Reserve Bank and Treasury, they both started the year saying 1.5 and they're both now below 0.5. So, you know, a weak economy has been expected for 2019. And whether it's now 0.5, you know, it doesn't really make a difference. Mm-hmm. The reality is that, you know, we're going to continue positive quarter, negative quarter, positive quarter, negative quarter until we see proper reform coming through.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're just going to have this low growth environment like we had since 2013, where we struggled to get growth more than 1%. So, you know, the number wasn't unexpected. I think that's a number that the Minister of Finance actually warned about in the medium-term budget. He said, well, you know, the fiscal situation can't get better because we're not growing.
Absolutely.
So the big question is, are we going to see some reform in the next couple of months to actually move us forward? And what can we learn from the different numbers that is part of the sprint today?
Are you surprised at the level of inertia that we're seeing when it comes to triggering reform to the extent that we need it to happen? Because not so long ago, last week, in fact, the IMF saying that, you know, the reforms that were outlined by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's economic strategy paper needs to come to the fore sooner rather than later in a bid to address the rising unemployment and inequality situation.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're all on that page to say we're done talking, we should start doing. Unfortunately, you know, we're going into the festive season. So for the next month again, you know, today SAA said, well, any further talks is postponed until January. So then if we start January, we're talking about January, not even the full February, and then it's budget time. And, you know, the biggest short-term obstacle that we need to achieve now is to avoid a downgrade.
Yeah.
And to do that in the next 2 months, January, February, we need to show, well, government needs to show some muscle. We don't need to solve everything. Obviously, that's not enough time. But if they can show that, listen, we're serious about addressing some of the biggest issues, whether it's Eskom or SAA or the wage bill, that will be a positive sign to say, well, then, you know, going forward, maybe we can implement the reforms and growth can come.
Are you seeing any hints of that muscle?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at SAA, partly so. You know, the trade unions didn't get the higher wage increase they demanded. They actually settled on what the board presented to them. But in reality, you know, it's almost ironic because there's also fine print saying only if we've got the money.
Yeah.
So they've got a liquidity issue that needs to be sorted out in some form or another, whether it's through business rescue or a bailout package or private partnership. And the urgency of that, that's what we actually need to see to take place. And the same with Eskom in terms of the restructuring.
Absolutely. Yeah. Of course, because this growth scenario or lack of growth scenario that we face goes beyond the fact that we are looking at a shrinking global growth scene as well. I want to put the spotlight on Eskom in particular, because that's still standing as a very significant risk to South Africa's growth potential. It, of course, implemented what, stage two load shedding in October and November, and that expected to impact quite negatively fourth quarter growth as well.
Yes.
How much of a risk in your books is that?
Yeah, so the debate is on again whether we'll see a technical recession. So we've got a negative print now, and if the next quarter is a negative, we've got a technical recession. Again, I'm always saying forget about that, you know, we're actually in a recession. You know, one positive quarter, one negative quarter like that for the past 5 years, we're not going anywhere. So in my mind, it is a recession. If you look at what's happening on the ground, how the consumer is behaving, the fact that we've got growing unemployment, the fact that the population is outstripping the growth in the economy, that's a different way of saying we're actually in a recession. So what we need now is, and you're 100% right, those sectors in this specific quarter that detracted that much, mining, manufacturing, construction, electricity, you know, those are the big job creators. Now, just imagine they get it right to grow at 6% positive. You know, then we run into the structural or the infrastructure barriers in terms of whether Eskom will be able to provide us with all the power that we need to run those sectors. So again, Eskom, you know, is crucial, and that's why we need to see some traction in terms of the unbundling, because it's not just solving the financial situation, but also obviously providing enough capacity when the economy is actually starting to go. And so if you think the probably the most positive from today's number was the gross capital formation, 4.8% for the quarter, following last quarter 5.8%. Now it's the first time in probably six quarters where we've seen the positive quarters in twice in a line in terms of that. So that needs to happen before we can see economic growth. We need to see that business, public, private sector, and if you add the recent FDI numbers that came through, reinvest back into the economy, whether it's plants, you know, machinery, transport equipment. That normally paves the way for better growth 2 to 3 years down
Absolutely.
The line.
In fact, it's that despite, you know, the fact that we are dealing with these various headwinds and challenges that's bolstering the growth forecasts that are on the table right now for 2019, sitting at about 0.4%. For next year, anything between 1 and 1.4% as well. It's the improvement of gross fixed capital formation that we're seeing come through. Many suggesting that it follows the 363 billion rand worth of investment pledges that we saw at President Ramaphosa's investment conference. Are you seeing as much merit in that argument? Because there are the skeptics who say, you know, this is capital that would have been spent anyway. And, you know, where there are commitments, sometimes it's stopping at just that and not really filtering through.
No, the reality is after last year's October investment conference, if you look at the 2018 numbers, real numbers that we've got on the table, you know, that's been a very healthy rebound. The growth in FDI last year was three times faster than the growth in the economy. The last time we saw that was in the early 90s, and we know that that paved the way for quite a strong period thereafter. Year to date, you know, again, Pepsi buying Pioneer, Israelis buying Clover, $25 billion pledge at the investment summit. So yes, pledge is one thing, but we do see real activity on the ground. And I think that's the important thing. If that can continue and we get, even if it's only 50% of the reform that's in the pipeline, then maybe not next year, but in the next 2 to 3 years, growth can actually start to rebound.
Well, fingers crossed. Let's leave it there, Martin.
Thanks so much
for having joined us in studio this evening. Martin Ackerman is Chief Economist at Citadel.